We're learning Maseilas Sharim. We just started Perek Dalet yesterday. Today is November 7th, 2012. The topic of discussion that we are holding in is Bederech Kenias HaZahirus. How does a person acquire this Mida of Zahirus? We discussed the importance of being Zahir in our actions. You ever see the person takes something to put in the garbage and he leans towards the garbage, looks the opposite direction, lets go, and he walks away, not noticing that it falls on the floor. Or it falls somewhat on the garbage, but not in, and then a second or two later, then it falls on the floor. It's a kleinigkeit, a small little example. But that's not called zahirus. The zahirus is to watch a person's actions. Now let's just put in a piece of something in the garbage can. We're talking now about the Ikar HaChayim, the purpose of life. To watch our actions. How do we come to watch our actions? He tells us this one way. I want to share with you a couple of ma'isim. The first ma'isim is with the Vilna Gaon, where when he discussed that, you know, read some words here from the beginning of the parak up to where it says Vihinei. Then we're going to tell you a ma'isim with the Grub. As we said yesterday, what brings a person to Zahirus? Ela Zahirus. It's learning Torah. So this is what a Pinchas Ben Yair says in the beginning of the Braisa. Torah mevila de Zahirus. Torah brings the Zahirus. Omno al derech prat, but specifically, hamevila ze, who has bainus al chaymer avayda asher chaye ba adam. V'oimek adin aleha. A person has to appreciate beyond learning Torah. Learning Torah is not a chokhmah, lahavdil, like geometry, like science, like whatever chokhmah you want to think, I don't know, whatever chokhmah you want to think of. They say rocket science. I never met a rocket scientist. I don't know, you always, oh, there you go. Oh, you have, okay. I thought you were saying you're a rocket scientist. So, but, you know, they always use that. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this. You know, apparently, you have to be very bright to be a rocket scientist. I don't know what that means even. I know rockets and science, you put it together. Okay, fine. Now, he says a person has to be, besides learning Torah, he has to learn Torah with an appreciation that Torah is chayim, a deviation. From one iota of what the Torah says is a major issue. Ha'isbayinus al choymer ha'avoida asher chaye ba'adam. If there's a mitzvah to be zahir with muksa on Shabbos, then a person has to realize the choymer ha'avoida, how important the muksa is. Person might say, oh, it's only derabanan. Okay, it's a higher level derabanan. It could be a smacht, a source for it, perhaps. I'm not going to go into the whole sugya of muksa now. The gra, I heard this maisa once two different ways. I'll just say it over one way. But basically, the gra, he touched a shell, the peel of a nut, peanut, whatever it was, a nut. And he fainted. He wasn't allergic to peanuts, to my understanding, to my knowledge. That's not why he fainted. He felt he just moved muksa. How could I have violated an iser muksa? And he fainted. Who has bayinus al choymer ha'avoida? Now, a person not being attuned. You ever listen to, you turn on a radio station, you want to hear something, and it's like a bad reception. It's you can't hear. You hear like every or a cell phone conversation, whatever, any conversation, and you hear the third word, or sometimes I talk to my 3-year-old, She's telling me how she fell twice, today and tomorrow. She fell twice. It's and she's fine. You know, she's so excited. She fell today and tomorrow. That's what she's saying. So you're looking and thinking like, excuse me? Yeah, it happened. And I fell tomorrow. Like, okay, fine. Things just don't make sense. A person on looking, what are you fainting about? A little shell, what are you fainting about? Is that what Hashem wants from you? What happened was, he came to again, or they got him out of this. They woke him up. And his mother, or I saw his wife, either one, they took this shell and they ate it. It was a salted shell. You know how sometimes the salted shells, they have a taste to it, you enjoy it. And what she was showing him was it wasn't muksa. Because since it's edible, it wasn't muksa. Oh, we're not getting to Hilchas Muksa now. What we want to bring out is depreciation. This is for a muksa. What about for a person making a bracha? A bracha levatala? Bracha shein etzricha? L'chaim ha'inyanim? The Yismach Moshe, he would have a person, he would every night, he knew how to live his life, and he would, every night he would have a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he would discuss how he had shortcomings, how he had to work on and improve on them. And he had someone who was there to listen to what he would be saying, and the person would help him, would give him a mussar. So, night after night, late at night, this person came to listen to the Yismach Moshe. Just that alone, I mean, who wants to say things in front of someone else? What was his tainas on himself that he has to work on? He drank an extra half a cup of water. He learned maybe only 52 blot instead of 56 blot. The Yismach Moshe. It's going on and on for half an hour, crying about it, expressing himself in pain and distraught, how he fell short serving the service of Hashem. One night, this shamish who would come wasn't there. So he went, he found someone else, a watchman. He said, listen, you have a half an hour's worth of time. I could use your help. Sure. He goes up to the attic. Yismach Moshe starts his tshuva mode. And he starts discussing all the shortcomings. And he starts crying about it. And this person's watching him. He's thinking, what? He starts telling him, Rebbe, you have to calm down. What I do is 10 times worse than what you do. And I don't get half as upset. What are you so upset at over here? His station is fuzzy. He doesn't relate. Hamevi lezeh, what brings a person to this madrega is a izbainus al choymer avoida. The Yismach Moshe realized, what does it mean to be attached to Hashem? To have a shortcoming in a mitzvah. So to the simple person, to the onlooker, okay, you daven mincha, you don't daven mincha, you daven mincha with a minion, okay, you know, fine, whatever it is. You know, you ever meet a person, God knows what's in my mind. He knows what's in, he knows I mean good. Exactly, right, and there's no Mercedes Benz. He's got a little scratch underneath the license plate that you can only find with a microscope, you know. Oh boy, then you see what happened. Now, of course, anybody else, Mercedes, no, not making fun, but it's a good marshal. It's a good marshal. What happens? Got a little scratch right there. Says the Ramchal, Hine yeish ba'izbayinuz hazeh ha'oris bedargo. There are different levels of going into more and more in depth. to understand what does it mean that Toyer Mevila Day Zihirus? L'shleimei Hadas, to those who are Shleimei Hadas, complete Shleimei Hadas, are Anashim Amsugolim Lachshoiv, are men who are Zoyche, they think. Adle Maskonas Abilti Nimnos. I'm reading a parish here that they think until the depths of their actions, the results of their actions. And as well, to those who are Pchusimihem, to the lower level. Every single person says the Mesil Sharim. And this is one of the greatest mistakes that exists. That many people think that Limra Torah exists for a select certain few. It's for the rabbis, it's for the smart intellectuals, whoever they might think it's for, but it's not for them. They'll admit, they'll agree, Torah is a good thing to do. For him to do. Maybe I'll support it. Now I want to say something. The best way to support Torah is Limra Torah. Is to learn Torah. So you ask, where's the money going to come? The money will come also. Limud HaTorah, each and every individual, to pick himself up and to learn Bekvius. That's the best support of Torah. L'shleimi Hadas. Shleimi Hadas comes from the word Sholoim. Shleimus, he's complete. Tiyah Lehem Ha'ara. B'man she'izbar Lehem. It's clear to them. Ki rak ha'shleimus hu ha'davar ha'roi. Only the Shleimus, complete perfection when it comes to serving Hashem, is that's what the goal is. That's what's appropriate. Like you gave the example with the car. You know, years ago, one of my friends was talking to a Rebbe. I happened to be right standing right there. This goes back around 17 years, the story probably. And the Rebbe says to him, so what do you want to do with your life? So I want to work in such a company, you know. The Rebbe says to him, you want to work in the company? Why don't you want to own the company? The hasaga, sometimes the person's mindset is, yeah, you know, I'll make a nice living. I'll do. What about the top? The hasaga is to get to the top in avodas Hashem. Now, we have to realize something. All this svarim we see here on the shelf, when they were 5 years old, they were doing the same thing that my five-year-old is doing also at home. You know, running on the table, whatever it might be, you know. A child's a child. They fell tomorrow. Whatever the little cute funny things they might have said as well. They say the story with Rav Gifter Zatzal, the Rishiva from Tells. American born. Who had pictures of Gedolim on his wall when he was a younger child. And he said about to himself, why not me? Hasagas. Why can't I be one day? L'shleimi Hadas, he says, Rak ha'shleimus tu adava haroi, she'yichomen mehem v'loi zula zeh, nothing short of perfect perfection of service to Hashem. There's no greater bad that exists than the fact that a person falls short in the shleimus, in the perfection of serving Hashem. A lack of his perfect service to Hashem, that's what's bad. Because after this is so clear to them that this is why we're here. This is how we're supposed to serve Hashem. Since it's so clear to them, how do I come to serve Hashem? With Maitim Toivim, with Midos Toivos. So what happens if a person falls short in Maitim Toivim? What happens when a person falls short in his character traits? When he doesn't intend to, but he hurts someone's feelings. He definitely doesn't want to lahamit, to lessen in any of these ways, to come to perfection, to come to service, the service of Hashem in the perfect way, or to be lenient with them. Because to these people, it's clear to them. That if these measures, these ways, will be lessened to them. What does it mean, these ways? Of being a mensch, or ma'isim toivim, and midas toivos. Or yimhem soim yu chaloshim, or if it's weak to them, they're not fulfilling their obligation to Hashem in a strong way. They're doing the mitzvahs. But how are they doing the mitzvahs? Bezrizos. Or yeah, okay, I'll do a mitzvah. But not with all the strength that it requires to do this mitzvah. If they don't do it with full force, then they're going to be losing out on these mitzvahs of Hashem. What comes out is they're lacking perfection. And to these people who know how to serve Hashem, it's a tremendous sorrow to them. That's why, since they know the importance of doing the mitzvahs, they're only going to choose al kein lo yivcharu elo laharbois mehem, to do more mitzvahs. And to be strict with every single precise tnai, every condition. They're not going to leave one thing behind. When it comes to doing the mitzvahs, they're going to do the mitzvahs the best hiddur. Because perhaps they'll lose out on some shleimus that they're desiring to serve Hashem. The Chacham Mikol Adam tells us, Ashri Adam Mefachid Tamid, fortune is the man who is Mefachid Tamid, who is always afraid. What is he afraid of? He sees a shadow. What's he afraid of? Uperish is a Chen Levracha. Hahu B'Divrei Torah Ksev, referring to Divrei Torah. Is he coming short? Did he only learn 52 blot today? I hope David Tarksif. Vine soiv zoisa madrega. He had nikris yiras chait. The conclusion, the end of such a madrega of serving Hashem is called yiras chait. Shehim in hamushubachis shemadregois. This is one of the most praiseworthy levels. What does it mean, Yiras Chait? He's concerned. Maybe maybe they're going to find by him, maybe there's a little chait that's preventing him from the complete perfection to be close to Hashem. This person is burned by his friend's chuppah. When his friend has something that he doesn't have. It's not because of the kinnah. Jealousy is just by the people who are lacking das. As we'll elaborate on later on. Why is Reuven being nichve michupasa shechaveri? Why is Reuven, he sees his friend on such a high madrega? What's bothering him? Not because his friend, he's not jealous of his friend, he's jealous because he is not there. He knows he really could do better. He could be on a higher madrega. The same way his friend reached those levels, Why didn't he reach those levels? You know why he didn't reach those levels? Because where is he putting his energies into? What is he putting them into? Says the Ramchal with his bonus like this, contemplating like this. Person thinking, contemplating, and thinks, what will my actions bring me to? I fall short on serving Hashem. How could that be? Now, I just want to take a second as we'll stop here before we start the next paragraph for today. I just want to take a second to make a major point. A person just learns this paragraph from the Ramchal, and what comes out is that a person should not have one iota of... There's no such thing as being satisfied with lack of perfection. The goal is 100%. Anything less than 100%, that's not good. What can happen if a person lets the Yetzer Hara in is it'll cause depression. We have to be very careful. The balance, I was once told, I don't know this personally, I was just once told this by a Rebbe when he was giving shurim like this. The balance between normalcy in the brain and being abnormal is a very fine line. I speak to some psychologists about this, I don't know. A person learning over here can take things too far. And that's when the Yetzer Hara gets to him and says, you know, it's nice thing you davened, but I once gave a shir in tefillah in Shemone Esrei. After davening, I asked the person who came to the shir. I said, so how was the shir? So he's saying it's a great shir, but I only had kavan in one bracha, the bracha we just spoke about. I said to him, that's great. You had kavan in one bracha. That's great. Or, I only had kavan in one bracha. What's it worth? There are 19 brachas. If I'd be a baseball player, I wouldn't make the team. You get a hit every one of 19 times? It's not a good batting average. The Yetzer Hara has a way of attacking the person in every single thing he does. Especially with Limud HaMusar. So, when the person learns a paragraph like this of the importance of not falling short in the service of Hashem, he has to make sure that he doesn't let the Yetzer Hara in. And then when he does fall short, because we are human, he doesn't get too down on himself. But he picks himself up and says, okay, I know what to work on. Now let's stop here for today. Thank you.